Mix 93 WKMJ. It is Joe Hagemiller and the Boss here on the show this morning. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Pretty good.
I know that's probably not one of your favorite Springsteen cuts, but we're trying to change it up a little bit here.
Yeah, mix it up a little bit. That's good. That's good in concert.
Yes. Jimmy just saw him yesterday. Our very own Jimmy Young here at the radio station.
He made it down to the Twin Cities, huh?
Yeah, he did.
Did he enjoy the show? Or he's not back yet?
Not back yet. No, I try not to talk to him other than when I have to. So,
well, Joe, I know you're up a little bit earlier than the rest of us because you're out in the Mountain Time Zone out in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, getting ready for the NCAA Championships. First of all, congrats on having four of your athletes qualify.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting to get three men here and one woman. And I think we've got people that are going to be ready to compete well and represent us well here at the championships.
Now, you guys are out there plenty early. You don't race until weekend after this one. But certainly elevation will be a concern for you guys. Talk about the training.
Yeah, our training right now, we're trying to keep it pretty light because as we come up to altitude like this, we're at 6,600 feet. The air's a little on the thin side, so we want to make sure that we're not overdoing it and having ourselves worn out before we get to the championships, and we want to make sure that we're well acclimated and able to compete our best at the championships.
What kind of course do they have there, and what kind of training facilities do they have there? Is it a lot of hills being in the mountains, or is it pretty flat?
It's a lot of gradual climbing kind of down in this river valley is where we're racing, and then there are a couple of other areas around town that we might use for training as well. One that's relatively flat, and then another that's kind of up in the mountains a little bit that is probably a little bit more rolly. Probably the biggest difference between this course and Michigan Tech is that the down in the river valley, it's maybe a little bit not a lot of trees. It's kind of open.
Gotcha. How about in terms of climate? What are you guys looking at for temperatures out there right now?
Right now, during the day, it's probably getting up around 40, and then overnight, getting below freezing. So I'm sure that as the races start rolling up here, it'll present some challenges for us waxing. Right now it's not too big a deal because you're enjoying some beautiful sunshine when that comes through, and that's always nice.
How about what kind of snow are you guys on, natural or they have man-made there?
We're on 100% natural. I don't think they have man-made here, but they got hit pretty hard back in December when we were kind of enjoying late fall. Mm-hmm. They had full-on winter here, so there's some pretty good snowbanks around town.
How about the upcoming schedule now? What will the athletes do as we get closer to the championship race days?
Well, eventually here, we'll be here long enough where we'll get some intensity sessions in on the course, which should be real good preparation for us. And then next Tuesday, we'll have an opening banquet, and then Wednesday will be really pretty low-key pre-meet day inspecting the course, and then Thursday we'll race, Friday we'll inspect the course, and Saturday we'll race. Then Sunday we'll come back home.
Well, it looks like sounds like a fun week out there. Hope you guys have some good weather and get some good training in. I know you're looking forward to the races, and again, congrats on having four athletes out there. Thanks for getting up early with us and taking time.
Oh, no problem. Glad to talk to you guys.
Thanks a lot.
Take care.
Joe Hagemiller here on Mix 93 WKMJ. That's going to do it for Huskies Drive Time. I want to remind you that Michigan Tech basketball tonight, 6 o'clock. Tickets are on sale for that. Big home game for Michigan Tech hockey on Friday night, honoring the seniors against Northern Michigan. And, boy, there's so much on the line between those two teams on Friday night and on Saturday night down at the Barry Event Center that it'd be foolish to miss those games or that game, especially on Friday night. So tickets are still available for Friday night's game, too.
Yeah, looking forward to the weekend of hockey, especially with just, like you said, so much on the line. I don't know if we've had a series with them with so many implications.
I agree.
Which makes it even more fun, and we should have great crowds for that. And I should just note that women's basketball home tonight, and then unless some miracle happens, on the road again, or on the road for the semifinals and finals. Ashland, the number one seed in the GLIAC tournament. Saginaw Valley State got the number two seed, even though we tied with them record-wise. They won a tiebreaker against us based on them beating Grand Valley twice, and we split with them. So that's kind of where we're at. So most likely last home game, last chance to see the women's basketball team this year. So make sure you get out tonight and do that. And yeah, who knows? Could be a lot of season left for the women's basketball team, or could come to an end very shortly. So hoping that they can get it done tonight, Dirk.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot. That's Huskies Drive Time right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.